Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to a Blissfully Balanced Life podcast. For those of you who are new here, I'm your host, Crystal Ray, and I am a certified health and fitness coach and Reiki healer. And I created this podcast to show you how to live a holistically healthy life while balancing everything else going on. What you can expect on this podcast are tips for your health, food, fitness, spirituality, mindset, motivation, inspiration, as well as experts sharing their knowledge with you. I am so excited to bring this content to you, so let's get started. Today's episode is sponsored by Crystal by Crystal, which is a shop making beautiful jewelry to help you with any energetic needs that you guys have, using crystals to help balance your life, as well as a journal, which is pretty amazing. So, welcome back to another episode of a Blissfully Balanced Life podcast. I am so stoked for today's episode because the person I have for you guys is absolutely inspirational, motivational, incredible, and I'm really excited to introduce you guys to Dawn and have her introduce herself to all of you.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you, Crystal Ray, for having me on. Been super excited since we last spoke and connected, and I love the opportunity to just empower all communities, and I'm so glad we connected. Sometimes I think that I have three heads, and it's a beautiful space to call into the universe that there's so many beautiful believers that are doing this work. I am the Dawn Johnson Experience, and my experience is everyone's experience. I am a 53-year-old divorced mom with three sons. I call myself a life and mindset coach. I am recovering from 23 years of a Black woman in corporate America and the trauma that I experienced during many of those years of being the only Black woman in primarily white spaces, and how I not only survived but thrived through those years. I was recently fired a couple years ago, which was the best gift that was given to me. And through that experience of standing up for myself, because I didn't go away quietly, I knew that I was fired unjustly, and I took a $36 billion company to task, and I sued them, and I won. And after that traumatic experience, I began to build my life back. And it's been such a beautiful journey of spirituality, of healing my wounds, my trauma. And I want to guide and empower others to do the exact same. So it's been a beautiful 2 years post my corporate America experience. And I have so much to give back. I have so much to teach. And I am just full of this beautiful spiritual journey. And I light from within. I literally feel and I hear that I have the most amazing energy. And I just light up, and I believe that my energy precedes me and all that I do, and I want all that I come in contact with to be filled with that light. But more importantly, as a life coach and a mindset coach, I want to guide you into being and doing the same and discovering your own inner light and being empowered by that.
Wow. I love your background, and it like leaves me speechless every time I hear the story, but you do have a beautiful light and energy, which is one of the reasons why I was so drawn to you and your work when I stumbled upon you on Instagram. But when it comes to mindset, did you always have the mindset that you have now?
You know, my mother told me long ago to always listen to my inner voice. Listen to my intuition. You know, as a young girl, I, you know, clearly couldn't process and comprehend what she meant by that. My best example of understanding that I had these gifts was as an athlete. I ran track and field, and I did that the majority of my life through high school and college. I was an All-American in college. And the mindset that it takes to be an athlete and to endure being injured and to visualize your races and to compete at a high level like I did in the Big Ten, it takes a certain mindset. And highly competitive, very intuitive, and I had the gift of visualizing what I needed to do to be successful, you know, in athletics. And that translated for me into, you know, being a good student, those habits that the disciplines it takes to train as an athlete at a high level. And so I didn't know it was a thing, because coaching back then, I don't know what we called it back then, but no, I had no clue. I just knew these were instinctual things that my mother planted the seed when I was a little girl, that I had these gifts. And it played out in as an athlete, as a student, and then it all evolved as you go through life in your career and as a mother, as a wife. And so I think the trauma, and all of us have trauma and have experienced trauma and will experience trauma. And I definitely have had a very full life of trauma, a very full life of enduring and thriving and surviving. But yes, I have always had it, but through my experiences, and unfortunately, I think for many of us, difficult times do catapult us or lunge us or thrust us into making a decision, a life changing, a life shifting decision that, damn, I got to do something different. This isn't working. And through that, I have this self-discovery that I have gifts to empower and enlighten and motivate others. So even post collegiate track athlete, I coach young athletes to this day. And the biggest thing that I am able to do with them is work on how they see themselves and how they're able to visualize their races and build that confidence that they can be successful and achieve their goals.
That's awesome.
I know that was a lot. I hope I
answered.
Yes. But yeah, it is a mindset. It's a beautiful start, I will say. But I think the true healing goes deeper into self and through your heart. Our head can lie to us. Our mind, we lie to ourselves every day, and our mind definitely can play tricks on us and deceive us from what our truth really is. And so to be able to move those thoughts deeper within self and discern what is meant for you and what isn't. And then we start pulling back the onion and going deeper into self-love, self-awareness, self-trust. And that is, and once you start discovering and feeling more comfortable and confident in who your authentic self is by believing in your true self, that's where all the magic happens. And it has to resonate in your heart, soul, spirit, being. It has nothing to do with anything that resides outside of our scope. Everything that we need is buried deep inside of us. And I think that having a mindset coach, a life coach, a person who is spirit-driven, spirit-led, and understands that because they've done their own level of work, can help you and guide you to do the same. But the key is you have to be ready to do the work, because it ain't pretty.
Yeah. So do you think that before, when you were working, I knew you were working crazy hours, were you in a place where you had the capacity to do this work? Or, like, I guess, another question is, if I'm somebody listening and I do work crazy hours and all these things, and I'm struggling to balance all aspects of my life, how can I do what it is that you're talking about right now?
Great question. Yes, going back to those years where I did, on a long week, it was 70 hours. And during that time, it wasn't about me. It was about my job. It was about providing for my family. It was about everything that was outside of me. And you think you have convinced yourself that, oh, this is the grind. This is what I have to do. I won't be able to make it if I don't keep living this way on this hamster wheel. Keep going. There's so many people that's like, oh, you have to do this to be successful on this. And this is what's great about COVID. And we're on a universal pause. But to speak to someone who, what do I do to get off of this? You have to decide. You have to consciously carve out and be so self-aware, or maybe so tired. How about this? How about you're just tired of your own bullshit? Mm-hmm. How about you're just tired of your shit? Okay. Yeah. And so once you get to that point where there's nothing else, you've hit this proverbial wall, right? When you truly are tired of where you're going, how you're living, and you're just, there's nothing else because you keep grasping for straws that are outside of you. When you get to that point, you'll know that it is time to truly carve out intentional time to take care of yourself. That's and it's really different. And it, you know what? And it is truly different. It's different for everyone. And Crystal Ray, I give you so much credit. I wish that I had known all the things that I know now, but that's what they say. It comes with journey. It comes with wisdom. It comes with age, right? but to be so self-aware that, you know, there is more. And then not only to be aware, it's to decide to go in and do the work to figure out that there is more. And there's, so if you are that person, my gift to you is you, and that you have the potential to walk into who you truly should be, but it will take some sacrifice. There is darkness. It's very difficult. It's a roller coaster of emotion, but it is so worth it to walk into your greatness. And the only way you do that is that you take the time and you want to do the work to get to know self.
You're giving me goosebumps over here. I'm getting chills. So good. So what does the work entail? Like, let's say I want to start to get to know myself more. What are some things I can start doing right now?
Oh my goodness. You can definitely start with being quiet. Carving out alone time and sitting with your thoughts. We got to get off the hamster wheel. We've got to sit with self and be quiet. Block out the noise. Carve out time to get to know the self without anything else distracting you, right? You know, being able to carve out time, you know, when people say go out into nature, a great place to start is like to take your ass outside, spend time alone, and sit quiet enough to start realizing what thoughts are bubbling up during this time of deep self-reflection. And then start writing that down. Start figuring out, well, what are the things that are burdening me? What are the things that weigh heavy in my mind that I need to resolve? And when you take the time to sit quietly with self, you are able to hear yourself talking to self. I know it sounds weird, but all the answers to where you need to start are within you. You just need to prioritize self and just be quiet and sit still. Starting a meditation practice. And there's so many tools out there for people to start this journey to practice just being still. So just on a very basic level, just go and be still with your thoughts and recap what comes to light. And then you can start digging into what the next steps are. But you can't be in denial on whatever it is, right?
Right.
And you can't start something if you don't know what the what is.
Right.
So it is truly about a deep reflection and being quiet. And man, when you do that, stuff does bubble up. Being very self-aware, meditating, heart-centered meditation. You know, if you are broken in love and you, are struggling with relationships or relationship breakups, there's meditations for all sorts of things to help you still your mind to figure out where you can actually start in your healing process.
I love that. That's so powerful, but you brought up a really great point that I've been thinking about lately, and it has to deal with validation. And I've just been kind of realizing that a lot of us will seek external validation for everything and everything, right? What should I wear today? Listen to what happened to me. Listen to this interaction. Da 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 da. I hope you're on my side. You know, like validation for our feelings. Sometimes we go externally for that. And I love the fact that you say that everything is inside of us. And so it's kind of like also like challenging people to stop going for external validation and validate yourself. So like, what do you think happens with your life when you do that? When you accept and acknowledge where you're feeling for your own self, you know what I mean?
I have one really dope word. It's called freedom. Freedom. It is weightless. I mean, it is weightless to walk through life, seriously. And I know people say, oh, I give zero fucks, but do you really?
Right.
I mean, that's a great, like, trending term to give zero fucks, but do you really know the peace and the freedom of giving zero fucks, of going in self and understanding that I am my own worst critic and my best friend? Which one you think benefits me the most? You know, being my best friend, loving myself for all the good that I am, because it's there. And if you can't figure out what the good is, you know, go ask a trusted friend, someone who loves you, someone who you believe, you know, that does know you really well, and ask them if you're struggling with, I don't know what's good inside of me. Go ask someone that cares about you, and they'll be able to rattle off all the beautifulness that is inside of you. And then start with that. Start with a list of, oh, okay, well, these are the good things. Clearly, we can all come up with the bad things. But start with the good things. And you have to tell yourself every day, still to this day, because this work, this journey, it never ends. It just gets doper and deeper and more peaceful, you know, the longer you're on it. But you have to... So you have to love yourself, and you have to have self-awareness to go along with self-love. You can't love yourself, but then treat people like shit. That's not self-love. So once you get to that place where, man, you know, I wake up every day, and because I have so much love and admiration for who I am, it allows you to have more of a maybe a filter or a clearer space in your heart to be able to see more good in people than bad. And that's been a blessing and a curse, because I can see sadness through beauty, you know, because there's so many beautiful people in this world that walk around with these beautiful shells, but there's still so much sadness, because the work is all about trying to maintain a beautiful shell, and the beautiful shell is so far from what the magic truly is. And if that's the one gift, because there are a lot of beautiful, insecure people walking around on this planet, probably more than we care to say, that we think just because someone is physically beautiful, oh, they must have it all together. Life must be good to them because they look a certain way. And I don't have that mindset. Sometimes I think, you know, just the opposite, that, you know, sometimes it's like, well, what are you hiding behind? Mm-hmm. What are you keeping from the world, you know, behind this beautiful shell? So show up with love, be love, and you attract more of that. And that truly has been just the most beautiful gift that I've been experiencing on my healing journey.
That's so amazing.
You know, because what you don't heal within you will keep showing up. You know, I call them triggers. It keeps showing up, and it is, ideally, it really is, it's a reflection of what you still need to work on. So people who see people as judgmental all the time, that's because you're judgmental. I truly believe that.
You know, I agree with you on that, that we are all mirrors for each other in so many ways.
Yes, yes. And that's how I, you know, in this universe of Instagram, that's how a woman in Minnesota and a woman in New Jersey can connect with who have similar lights and who have similar purposes in life in regards to health and wellness, and wanting, you know, everyone to experience this level of joy. And then also understanding that everyone can, and truly believing that. And I know we are definitely, you know, alike and aligned in that way, Crystal Ray.
Yes, yes, yes. So how do you help your clients get from a place of darkness into light?
You know, it is, if you're looking for the silver bullet, doesn't exist. So when I am actually pre-qualifying my clients, I find out some people are like, well, can I get this done in like, you know, a couple of weeks? And I'm like, absolutely not. Do you think you got here in like a couple of weeks?
Right.
that would be no. So my clients have to have a level of buying in to be patient to do their work. And it is a commitment, and it is a commitment of self, because you're tired. So the women and men that connect with my style are individuals who, you know, want, it's basically somebody described me as, you are my light and energy coach. It's like I get a daily dose of Coach Dawn, you know, whether it is, you know, I need my ass kicked today to move in a certain direction, or, you know, we just need to talk about and make affirming, not outside validation, but affirming, you know, how far you've come. Affirming that, you know, there will be days where, you know, you feel like you've taken, you know, 10 steps backwards, and, you know, that happens. But in when you're coaching someone, it's giving them some tools, you know, just some basic tools on being grounded and having certain practices, you know, like, you know, even, you know, yoga practice and having a strong meditation practice. And, you know, me, I burn sage and going to a metaphysical store to connect with the whatever next crystal that I want to buy for my collection that makes me feel good to hold in my hand when I'm meditating or when I'm going for a walk and I feel empowered and protected. So there are certain things in nature, there are certain things in what we listen to in music, in others who meditate. There's certain things, you know, put your headphones on just to make sure you are absorbing more good, more things that actually fill you up, with love and light. And those things exist. And it's my job as a coach to help guide you along that spiritual journey. I'm a guide. I can't force you. I can't make you. I can't want more than you want for yourself. A life coach is a guide. And we go on this journey together to your awakening. But you have to be willing to see your darkness and understand that light and dark cannot exist at the same time. So that's a beautiful thing, because we think that, oh, I'm always going to be here. No, darkness is not always there. And just to get them to understand, well, what actually brings me into my light? And we focus on those things. So a therapist focuses on your problems, right? A life coach focuses on you and the good, not the problems, but the good in you, or the good that you desire to be. That's where we go in life coaching. You can sit and talk about a problem all day long, but all that does is actually bring more of the angst and anxiety surrounded by the problem. So why do we actually decide to keep going there? Why do we keep talking about stuff that makes us feel like shit? Why do we label ourselves that, oh, I have PTSD? Okay, well, do you want to have that forever? Well, I just have it. No, you've made a choice, a conscious choice, that this is a part of your story. And with my clients, sometimes it's best that, you know what, we got to kill that other story, that story that you have been telling yourselves. Because remember, we lie to ourselves. Our mind will keep us stuck. So sometimes we got to get to that point where let's create a different story. Let's write down actually how you like it to be. What would you like to change? And let's shift the narrative from what is, because if what is right now in your journey sucks and it's not working, then let's not deal with reality. Let's go outside of that. This is where we can go into our hopes and dreams and write that down, and let's create another story. Let's reinvent who we are, because who we are yesterday does not have to be who we are today. We just have to decide that, you know, I want something different for my life. I want something wholer. I want to feel that peace and freedom. And you know, when you get there, it's just, it just makes me, makes me smile just thinking about it.
The work you are doing is so important. So I'm very grateful for the journey you had, which brought you here.
Yes.
And yeah. We need more people like you doing this type of work and helping us, because we can change. And the other thing, this kept popping up in my mind while we were doing this podcast episode, but nobody else knows your life but you, right? Like, you don't have to share everything with somebody else or anything, right? You just have to be content with the life that you're living.
Yes, absolutely. And that whole really caring about what other people think, you know, they've said that it's really none of your business. and it isn't. And if we just utilize the capacity that we have to love and to forgive, what I find at times is that with my clients is that there's some blockage, and a lot of it is surrounded in, you know, forgiveness. You know, there are blocks behind, you know, whatever childhood trauma that you experienced at 5, 8, or 10 that still defines you as a 35-year-old adult. And sometimes, you know, we have to go back there and we got to deal with that. And we have to give it closure. And you have to do it. When people say, oh, I've got to go talk to my abuser and they've got to apologize to me to set me free. And you know what? That would be nice in a perfect world. But we have to also remember that, you know, many abusers or people that have, you know, caused your trauma, they're in denial. They're not on a journey. So I'm not sure how we think, you know, have the expectation for people to give us something and then we'll be miraculously cured and we'll be better. If we just hear the words, I'm sorry, please forgive me. You know, you don't actually need to hear that apology. You don't actually need, you know, anything outside of you or another person or a situation, just like you said earlier, Crystal Ray, to validate, you know, an experience that has caused you harm. People don't owe you shit. And that's the harsh reality of life. And that is because not everyone is there. Not everyone will leave this earth whole. Mm-hmm. Not everyone will make it. And we cannot expect, you know, we can't expect that from people who have no clue. Because they're damaged. So someone damaged can't make you whole. And I really want people to be able to see that and then be okay. Like, you know what? I love you anyway, but there's nothing that you have over me. There's nothing that you can give me. And once you forgive, there is so much freedom in that. You become lighter. Because that person, that situation no longer has you stuck. They no longer have you in control. You know, they're not controlling you anymore. And that's the heaviness when we allow, you know, situations and people to have holds over us. We've given them that power and they know it. So I empower people to unapologetically take their life back. And you don't need anyone else's approval to make that happen. I will build you up. We'll do this together. We'll do this work together. So you know, with full confidence in your soul, in your being, that you're healed because you decided that you are healed and you're done with what broke you.
So beautiful. If this episode does not inspire other people to feel their own power, then man, I don't know what they listen to. Because I'm sitting here just like, yeah, power's inside of me. Like, let's go.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Self-love. Let's do this. Right. Exactly. It is you. You make it happen. And if everyone, and again, and until, you know, whenever my number is up in this universe, you know, that's what I want to do. And that's what, you know, any stranger that I meet, any conversation that I have, you know, it's, you know, I'm listening, you know, for alignment, you know, and where people are and being a life coach, you do listen quite a bit. There's times that I spend with my clients that, you know, I just, okay, let's get all of this out. Let's get it out. And so I make note of, and as you are just purging, because I do have the gift of people feeling comfortable and knowing that they trust me and that there's true love for when you take the time, you know, and you've gotten to that point of that you're ready. It's like, man, just come to mama. Let me love you up and open up that beautiful light that you have inside of you. It's so fulfilling to see people, you know, fly and to soar after they lighten the load of their own shit.
Definitely. It's what makes coaching, you know, why we do it.
That is why we do it. And it's fun. And it is, yeah. And it keeps me, when someone asks me, isn't it draining to hear people's problems? And then I have to redirect that. I'm like, no. You know, I meditate and I pray and I have such a good foundation that I'm able to receive whatever it is that person wants to share with me. And I'm able to receive it in all, however it comes. And I am protected from it draining me. It actually empowers me. I do need to recharge and refuel, as we all should do, but I definitely have the capacity to love and to love abundantly. And that feels good. I wasn't always this way, but to be in this space now and for people to feel that and want that, it's like whatever that, you know, as people joke, like, I want two of whatever she's taking. So that's the best compliment. That's the best compliment when people say, man, I love your energy. And I'm like, you know what? You have the same exact thing. No way. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You really, really do. It's contagious, man. It's contagious.
It is so contagious. And that's why, one of the reasons why I love seeing you on video on Instagram. So share with us where people can connect with you further.
I am the Dawn Johnson Experience. And again, my experience is your experience. I'm also on Facebook as Dawn, D-A-W-N-L Johnson. And you get to see more of who I am. I am an authentic individual. I am a loving mother. I'm a dope-ass girlfriend. I'm an awesome daughter. And I'm also pro everything Black and an advocate in my community. I am a community leader, and I walk the walk, I talk the talk, and I represent everything that I've always aspired to be. And that's every day I make the choice to show up in love so that everyone around me is able to receive in love. The Dawn Johnson Experience.
Oh, it's so awesome. I'm going to put all of those links in the show description so you guys can easily find them there. But was there anything else that you wanted to share with us today?
Wow. We're pretty good at this, Crystal. Yeah,
I know. Our conversations fly by all the time.
You know, I think I've covered as much as, you know, we have time for today. But if anyone in your audience is interested in going deeper and finding that doper connection that we all have, hey, I'd love to vibe with you. And Crystal Ray, thank you so much for inviting me on. Thank you for the connection. I really value the work that you're doing. I value that you're using your gifts and your platform to show the gifts to your audience and your community, and that this work is contagious. And I am grateful that there are others, you know, all over. I think there's more than we realize that are out there doing this type of work, this type of mindset, love, spirituality. We're vibing at a different frequency, and the bandwidth to get here is enough for all of us to be here. This is not some special elite divine intervention club. I do want people to know that. It's not some special elite. Oh, yeah, well, they were anointed. No, it's none of the above. It's just making a choice to vibe higher and to know there is, so much more to work to do, so much more to do in the light, and to maneuver in love. Love, love, love will always, always win over hate. Light will always trump darkness. So if you can take anything away from this conversation, is that love, showing up in love, being love, and loving yourself unconditionally to the core, that always wins.
Yes. Thank you for being here, Dawn. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the work you're doing, and I'm just so happy to be able to share your expertise and your insight with all the listeners on the podcast, because it is so powerful. And like I said, anybody can change. So if you're looking to make some changes, definitely reach out for Dawn. She's incredible. But thank you.
And thank you, Crystal Ray. You are dope, girl. I'm giving you the happy snaps.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's podcast episode. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate your time. And if there's anybody that you think would love this episode, please share it with them. And of course, go ahead and leave a review for this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk soon. Bye.